perfect times to take action and not perfect times to take action. There's lots of examples of that in nature.
Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later.
It's interesting how... every series of podcasts, there's always one where I do recordings thinking the episode's going to be on a particular subject. It never quite happens. It's as if I do one recording after another and they're never quite right, or I change the idea of the subject. And in the first series, and I think it was episode 9, the insight was about sometimes the insight is about doing nothing, that the time is, you know, can't even get my words out, that it's time not to do something. And therefore, just doing nothing, sitting there and waiting for the right time. A bit like the tide. I'm literally just come out of the water. I've been swimming here in Scotland. I looked out of the window about 6 o'clock this morning, and perfect time to go for a swim. It's high tide. The sea is as calm can be. It was sunny. Everything was perfect. And yet other times, the tide would be out, so we can't really swim. It might be that the sea might be rough, and it might be... cold. Oh no, cold doesn't matter actually for me, but it might be dark, you know, grey. I like a bit of coruscation, as they say, when I'm swimming. So there's perfect times to take action and not perfect times to take action. There's lots of examples of that in nature in terms of planting seeds. We don't necessarily, not all seeds that get planted in the winter, we plant them in the spring, and then they move through the summer and grow, and then we harvest things in the autumn. So there's perfect timing, and perhaps that's all I needed to tell you today, that there's a perfect timing, that don't feel as if you've missed the tide. So I could have woken up this morning an hour or so later, because you only really swim here a couple of hours either side of the tide. So it's very easy to look out the window and go, oh, I've missed the tide. But there's another tide in 12 and a half hours time. So I could go this evening, I could go in the morning. So there's a good time to take action, and also looking for the perfect timing. And aligned with that was what I did notice as I got out of the sea this morning, that today, I can't describe it because all I can see is the bottom of the beach through the water, because the water is pristine clear. And isn't that also true in life, that when we're trying to make decisions, that sometimes we can't see the wood for the trees, we try to make decisions when things aren't crystal clear, rather than waiting for the mud to settle? Because just imagine a puddle of seawater, and put your hand in it and just shake it about. It will bring all the sediment from the bottom of it up, and therefore the water will be very, very muddy and not at all clear. But then over time, you just have to let the mud settle. So I think for me, and I know I say this a lot in my podcasts, that you're getting my insights that relate to my life at this moment in time, because that's all we can do when we're looking at using nature as a metaphor. I'm not going to notice patterns that have no relationship to what's going on in my life at the moment. All I can do is give you an example and hope that by that example, either that example absolutely resonates with you at this time or inspires you enough to go out into nature and notice your own pattern. So I suspect this, me not knowing what to say, is just a reminder, more broadly, I think, more broadly in business life, just to let everything settle. Everything's been a bit busy. That's why there was a few episodes of the podcast, this series, where they've been very short and they've just been, you know, here's a snippet and I'll leave you to it. There's lots been going on at home, so perhaps this is the let it settle. Don't have to make a decision about everything now because everything's not clear. The timing isn't right. I need to wait for the high tide in my business life as well as podcast life. However, what's normally happened is once I've got that insight, then I'll go out for a walk tomorrow and I'll manage to record two or three podcast episodes. So hopefully this short and sweet episode has enabled you to have more patience with yourself, more patience with others around you and the circumstances, to let the mud settle, to allow you to notice when it's the right time, and to have patience if you are sitting in that it's not the right time to take action at the moment. As ever, do let me know if anything I've said's resonated. Drop me an email, put something in comments. In the show notes, there's all the ways that you can get in contact with me. And any posts that I write that are aligned with the content. So until next time. And after I've got home from my swim, I realised that my poem, Chasing the Tide, applies or adds insight to what I've been talking about today. So I'll finish the podcast with me sharing with you Chasing the Tide. Chasing the Tide. Never ahead, always behind. Every move forward I take, the tide moves forward too. I run, it runs, never bridging the gap between where I am and where I want to be. The tide always ahead in the distance. A vision of where I want to be. A promise of what may be. And yet never getting there. Never arriving. Fruitless effort of never-ending disappointment. In my seeming separateness, I fail to remember. I am the water. I am part of the tide. My tide will arrive. Not one tide arriving together. Separate waves arriving exactly on cue. No late, no missing out. Perfect timing. My arrival after one wave and before another. Always on time. Never ahead, never behind. I am the tide. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online bookstockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.